Thank you for patiently holding for me. My name is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at the fraud department. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Terrell Show, and I love your attitude. Wonderful.
Well, thank
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry
and
Christmas.
Same to you. Thank you. I like that energy.
Yeah.
Mr. Shope, I'm just pulling up the account that was transferred over with your call so that I can better assist you today. If you can just give me a couple seconds. It's just currently loading up the information.
No problem.
Thank you. And I do appreciate you being patient. It's just completely loading.
I understand. Everything's busy, no matter what it is this time of year.
Oh, man. I was just talking about that with my coworker this morning, how everything just is so crowded everywhere, and I just try to avoid at all costs. I do.
I don't know. I'm with you. I laugh because even Sunday at church, it was like, we had like record classes and both services were packed. I'm like going, wow, I guess everybody's thinking they're not going to come because church is on Sunday or Christmas is on Sunday this week.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like I'm shopping.
It can make you feel that way. Well, Mr. Shelby, the account did pull up here. Can I ask that you verify the address for me just for security purposes, please?
Yes, ma'am. 707 South 2nd Street, Clinton, Missouri, 64735.
Awesome. Thank you for that information. And so it looks as though that we have a account here in our system where there was a contest entry for a generator that was submitted after a survey on, that was October the 15th for $5.74. And you were informing the previous agent that you don't recall doing anything like that, or?
Right. The only reason I say that is because I don't need a generator. I'm one of those idiots that have too many. I have one in my camper, and I have, it's with it. And then I have my RV, and I have a backup one there just in case that goes out. And I have one in my garage here. So,
okay. Oh,
it's a big one. It'll run my house and in anybody else's house that's close to me. So it's, I don't know why I would even consider that. So I'm really confused about that. And then I realized that these charges have happened before. I need to get this one refunded, and she canceled the account, so I won't do it again. And whoever
right.
that was also just as pleasant as you are. I like that.
Oh, well, good. I'm happy to hear that feedback regarding the previous agent. I'll be sure to acknowledge that to her as well. It looks as though that when this particular account was created back in October, it automatically signed the customer up, whomever it was that created the order. For the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. So how that works is the customer receives a voucher via email that is valued at $125 for them to use at that online store. There is a membership fee to that service, which is the $67.32. And so that customer calls us and has us cancel the account. So is it possible that maybe there was someone in the home that could have initiated this without your knowledge using your information?
No, I live alone.
Okay. Understood.
I've never received no voucher, a voucher of any kind either. So that's even more crazy.
Okay. And do you happen to have an sbcglobal.net email address?
Yes, I do.
Can you just verify that for me, please?
Yeah, it's Gailmore937.
Yes, sir. That's what we have listed here on the account. Okay, so what we can do as far as with the fraud procedures, how that works here, we do have the IP address that's listed on the account from where the original order took place from. We do have to forward that information over for pending investigation. The owner of the device will be determined as well as the location as to where the survey was completed from, so that way we can prosecute whomever this individual is that has compromised your information without your knowledge. Just as long as you're sure that it was not you or anyone in the home that could have initiated that survey for this contest entry, then we will go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Absolutely not. I just don't see that happening at all, or possible. I don't know how I would have done it, maybe because of something else I was reading and it was attached to it. But because some things, when it comes to the internet, are really strange and very tricky these days.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. I understand. Well, I can go ahead and file that as a fraud claim. We will go ahead as a courtesy today. We're going to go ahead and process a refund for the latest three charges on the account, which is the October, November, as well as December. There was actually four charges that occurred in all. It
Oh
looks
my
like.
gosh. And I just noticed it this morning because I, of course, I'm looking for my account real closely because it's Christmas and I'm spending money like I got it. And I saw that. I said, what was that? What did I buy with that? I don't remember that.
Yes, sir. And I hate that this, is such an inconvenience, especially around this time. But we'll go ahead and get all of these charges refunded back to your account. So it's going to be 6732 times 3 as well as 3999. They should reflect within 3 to 5 business days. And did the previous agent provide you with a refund confirmation number or a cancellation number? I'm sorry, not refund. Hello? Sir, are you there? Hello? Caller, are you there? Can you hear me, Mr. Shub? Hello? Mr. Shob, are you there? Disconnecting call due to no caller response. The call is being disconnected due to no caller response.